This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Judith Shannon, J-U-D-I-T-H-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Date of birth 11-27-1943. Date of appointment 11-9-2023. Requesting physician Nicole Santiago, N-I-C-O-L-E-S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O. Dear Nicole Santiago, I have the pleasure of seeing Judith Shannon today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose memory is not good. She has trouble remembering the people's name, forget easily, still driving, never lost the way. She lives in the extension of the house of her son. She pays the bill, write check. She has two dogs and take them outside. She can cook, never left the stove on, but left the water running. She has a numbness in the feet and tingling of the fingers. Past medical history, hypertension, osteoarthritis, leaky valve, hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history. Back surgery, allergy to bioxin and codeine, medication, clobetasol propionate, rizobastatin 10 mg, azithromycin, hydrochlorothiazide, metoprolol, ramipril, fluticasone, omeprazole, gabapentin, magnesium, duloxetine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, rarely drink alcohol, does not use drugs. She's a retired RN. She's widowed, lives with the son, have three children. Family history, mother deceased with Alzheimer's disease. Father deceased, heart problem and blood pressure. Two sister, one deceased with Alzheimer. One brother deceased with Alzheimer. Review of the system. I personally review the journal. Skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, weakness, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5-4-5, deep tender flexitor, 4 plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan. 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, mild cognitive impairment. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number four, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, patient does not qualify for the diagnosis of dementia. I will order the blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office when all this test will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.